would ask an interest in your prayers as we come before you. I have enjoyed being with you this morning, as I've always enjoyed coming this way, and we just come to praise the Lord this morning. And I think we've been blessed to do that in song and in prayer, and Brother Gary's preaching this morning, and we just trust that he will continue to bless us. All times in this life, we think we can figure things out all by ourselves, and only to find out that we need the Lord in every aspect of our lives. And we were up this way last weekend, and on the way home, our best laid plans are not necessarily God's plans for us. So on the way home, we had a little incident on the highway, and sort of altered our schedule a bit. And the first thought in my head was that there was a deliverance in all of that. Didn't know what it was. Didn't need to know what it was. But simply to trust in the Lord that there was a deliverance in it for us. And so I go about trying to figure out how to resolve this issue. And of course, my solution didn't bear any fruit. I'm not going to say it didn't bear much fruit. It didn't bear any at all. And then I was about to give up, I guess, and go find another solution. And as I was making a U-turn, I kind of looked up to, I said, there's a little mom and pop auto shop. And I just felt led to go there. So we went there. And it was there that God provided the deliverance. It wasn't something that I would have figured out. It wasn't even somewhere that I would have even thought to do or to go. I say that to say this, that we as God's little children, as you heard preached to you this morning, we are simply just to trust in the Lord with all of our hearts. I mean, it ain't about our natural ability to reason or to figure out things, because more often times than not, if the Lord doesn't season those thoughts, they're without benefit to us whatsoever. So we want to praise the Lord this morning. We're going to go to the Psalm. You know, we were sitting there last night at dinner, and someone said that, well, my favorite psalm is the 113th psalm. And so I read it last night, and looked at it again this morning, and we're going to praise the Lord.
Amen.
This morning. So it's a pretty short psalm. I'm going to read it in you here. You have your Bibles with you, the 113th psalm. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in the heaven and in the earth? He raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth up the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, and to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. And as I looked at that and thought about it, you know, we know that God's talking to us. You know, we're his servants. We know that praise is not just a matter of our lips, that God sees us from within. And if we're to truly praise ye the Lord, then we as God's children need to seek an audience. I mean, Brother Gary in Revelations there, I mean, the ideal that we as God's children, brethren, are to labor to enter into that rest with him, that we may be blessed to sup with him, that he with us, that we put aside the things of this world and just earnestly seek and beg to have an audience with the Lord our God, and not get entangled with the things of this world and get wrapped around with the things of this world, but to understand that if we're to have any peace at all in this world, if we're to have any moments of joy and happiness and any times of being lifted up in this time, we're out of the natural things of this life, we realize that all of those blessings indeed come from on high. We can't manufacture those things. We can't buy those things. We can't Google those things or get them from Walmart or anywhere like that, brethren. And it's not a matter of how smart we are, or how intelligent we are, or what our occupation might be. It's a matter of realizing how poor and needy we as God's children truly are in this life. We need the Lord. I mean, you know, when we foolishly think that we don't, when we foolishly think that we can figure it out all by ourselves, it brings nothing but trouble and heartache. But when we're blessed to, when we're blessed, brethren, to, you know, to praise the Lord is to acknowledge him from within. Acknowledge who he is. Acknowledge what he has done for us. What for me personally, for you personally, for as his little children, as we've journeyed in this land, brethren, if we truly want to praise him, brethren, well, we need to be mindful as to who we are and how needy we are, and realize that without him, we can do nothing. But in him and through him, brethren, we can do all things through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. You know, Jesus declared in the Gospels, he said that without me, you can do nothing. And brethren, I don't know how many times we run around that circle, real thinking and thinking that we're going to be able to figure out these things in life that we encounter. But I praise the Lord. You know, when I think about, I felt it when I hit this thing on the highway, and I said, well, you know, I just figured that was that. But then we stopped, and I got back into the car, and the only bad thing about this car, and good thing about this car, it has all these warning buzzers. In the car, this thing was buzzing. It's like this warning. It's like this, it's almost like, somebody was telling me about Twally or something. You like to do like the you know something is wrong. You don't know what it is, but something is wrong. So I looked down at the thing and it had a picture of my four tires, right? Okay, the back rear tire it was like 17. It kept going down, 15, 10. So how low is this thing going to go? 5. I mean, it kept going down. So I get out and put my hand beside the tire. I can feel air coming out. I said, I know that's a problem. I said, okay, so it's not like something I can go and get fixed. I can't get it fixed. So we have to get this tire replaced, right? And this is where Brother John kicks in. We checked into a hotel. I just happen to have my little notebook with my little computer. I get in, I'm going to figure out how to resolve this problem. I had it all figured out, right? So, I'm driving to Lincoln, so sure, okay. I'm gonna go to the Lincoln dealer and get this tire replaced, right? And what did the Lincoln dealer says? We don't have any tires. We may be able to get you one, but it's gonna take you 2 days. Take us 2 days to get that one. I said, come on, what? This is the United States of America, right? I should have been able to get one tire, right, to get home. Well, this is when Brother John just figured out, well, let me go back to my computer and figure out another way. And that's when the Lord kicked in and took this sinner's mind and just put it somewhere else and blessed the sinner as he was sitting here waiting for traffic to make a U-turn to kind of look up this way. And there it was. There it was. This wasn't this sinner's intellect. Had nothing at all to do with that. But was the Lord.
Amen.
Who moved this sinner just simply to look up. And there on the hill was this little mom and pop shop that was able to fix the problem. Said, no problem at all. If you got time, we don't have it here, but we can get it for you by 2 o'clock, and we'll have you out here by the end of the day. And that was music to my ears. Not only that, we got a shuttle. We'll take you anywhere you want to go while you're waiting. And guess where he suggested we go? Another little mom and pop shop called Our Daily Bread. Figure this one out. So we go to this little mom and pop shop called Our Daily Bread. It's like a little coffee bakery shop that, you know, but it's a place where you can come in and just sit there and read or do whatever you want, right? So, this sinner just happened to have his Bible with him. So we sit there and I read scripture, unbothered by anybody, and we stayed there for the entire time the car was getting repaired, and then we called the shuttle to come back and pick us up, take us there. And you tell me the Lord wasn't in all of that. So brethren, when we think about praising the Lord, we think about the goodness of the Lord. We think about our need, and we realize that nothing is beyond his control. Nothing hinders him. That he's able to deliver his children in every circumstance of life. It doesn't matter what that circumstance is. And so when we think about, well, what do I have to praise the Lord about? It's not simply just that hope of heaven that we have, but it's that hope also of being able to travel this journey of life.
Amen.
In a way to realize and to understand that my God is with me as he has promised me in every circumstance of life. It doesn't matter what it is. When you're sitting in front of 7-Eleven with a flat tire, you don't know what to do. It doesn't matter what it might be that our God is able to deliver you. In his time and in his good pleasure, brethren. You know, oftentimes think about things when we as God's little children find ourselves in situations. You know, James always says, you know, the Lord will. Said, well, you know, we'll be home. Our plan was, well, we'll stop over in Charlottesville. We'll be there in a couple of hours, 3 hours, and then we'll head on home in the morning. Well, no, that's not what happened. Because it was not the Lord's will that we go that way.
Yeah. Amen.
And when we don't necessarily want to yield to the Lord's will, brethren. Because if this sinner could have figured something out by himself, I would have been mowing the road in an hour and headed on my journey. But it just so happened that I only had a donut. I thought I had a real spare tire because I never had a neat look at it, but only had a donut. And that donut, I was cautioned by AAA, wanted to know where I was going. He said, no, you don't want to do that. It is not made to take you, you know, 400 miles to Merlin. And it's not made to do that. So, if I could have, I would have. But because I couldn't, I was bid to seek.
Here you go.
Seek the Lord. And sometimes we need to be brought to that point in our lives when we can.
There you go.
And then we begin to realize it is okay. Because we serve one who is greater than I.
Amen.
One that is greater than any trial. One that is greater than any circumstance that I might find or you might find yourself in this dying world. That is who we serve. Whose hand is not stayed, it is not hindered in any fashion or any way. So when he says here, O ye servants of the Lord, we are servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're bond servants because we have been purchased by his precious blood. We're not our own. And when Scripture tells us, brethren, that we are to acknowledge him in all of our ways, sometimes he will make you acknowledge him when you're too, I'm not going to say stupid, but when you're too contrary to do it, he will stop you and he will suffer you to acknowledge him in every circumstance of life. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. The Lord is to be praised, brethren, not just in circumstances like I mentioned, but he is to be praised in every aspect of our lives. You see, brethren, when we think about life in this world, and we think about, you know, Sister Glass and I were, I'm not going to say we were blessed, I don't know if we were blessed or suffered. We went to the new museum in D.C. It's called the Museum on the Bible, right? Now, I would not recommend any old Baptist go there. You know, I'll just kind of put it that way. Because it ain't gonna be what you expect. But when you think about man's natural understanding of things and how they try to piece these little natural understandings into some format that kind of makes sense, naturally speaking. Now the fool has said there is no God.
That's exactly right.
But oftentimes, we as God's children can play the role of the fool and yield to these natural things as though there is no God. Now, God's children can suffer to be that fool in our actions, in our thoughts. And sometimes even the thoughts of our hearts can be that way. But when do we acknowledge, we're blessed to acknowledge him. And realize that it is a blessing, brethren, to acknowledge him in all of our ways. It's not natural. It is a blessing. It is a gift from on high. That we would even have that unction and that desire to acknowledge him in all of our ways. The psalmist says, from the rising of the sun, you know, brethren, from the moment we open our eyes in the morning to the time that we close them at night, we ought to be praising Ye the Lord in everything, in every way, in every circumstance of life that we're blessed with. When we go out in the morning, Brother Junior, I love this morning, he said, man, he says, look, the Lord has blessed us with a beautiful day today. Sister Gladys is a little chilly out there, but chilly, fall, you know, to be blessed with seasons in this world. They come up with global warming and all this other stuff, all this stuff, and you know, like we're just going to destroy ourselves. No, we're not going to destroy ourselves. But this earth's going to be destroyed. It's going to be dissolved. the Lord will, when the time comes, this earth will be no more. But it won't be because China sent a nuke to destroy the United States. It will be because the God of heaven is finished with it. He has called his children home. It is done. This world is no longer needed anymore. That's when it will be. But when we think about this world, we were talking about this the other day, and how much evil there is. And how, you know, I used to enjoy watching Hallmark. My granddaughters would say that it's a fake. It's not real. It's not real. It's not real life. But unfortunately, Hallmark has gone down the road of wanting to be like real life. Well, you see men kissing men and women kissing women and all these other kinds of things, even on Hallmark.
Yeah.
And when we think about this world that we live in, brethren, I think about Sodom and Gomorrah. I think about God's children who have forgotten who He is. And I think about God's children in this world when we not only seemingly forget who He is and what He has done and how He sustains us every day of our lives, and we begin to cling through the natural things of this world. I think about the book of Daniel, when God simply just gave them over. You know, brethren, as the Lord tarries, I truly feel that we're subject to being given over because of our disobedience, because of our denial of the great I Am in our actions and the things that we do daily, day by day, that one day He's simply going to say, just like the children cried out to Samuel, we want a king. We want to be like everybody else. We want to do whatever we want to do. Put it on the ballot. Let us vote for it. And you know, the majority rules, and we can do all these foul things because we have our own free will. Yeah. So I truly do fear that this country that has been so blessed, that the Lord tarries, it will be given over. And we who think that we're mighty, we who think that we're the greatest, we'll find out that we're nothing at all without the Lord.
Amen.
Nothing at all. The Lord is high above all nations, and His glory above all, above the heavens. He is above all nations. You know, brethren, we as God's children, Scripture tells us that we ought always to pray. You know, we may seem like a few, but a prayer of a righteous one availeth much. It doesn't have to be the whole nation that's praying. But God's children should be praying. That this nation would be one that would praise the Lord. That this nation would be one to acknowledge Him. And if it suffer not to be that way, that He would shower His mercy upon us. And my wish and my desire is that He would, now I'm being selfish now, but He would just simply take me home before all this happens. That there's a better home for us.
Amen.
And it's not in this world.
Amen.
And then we know we long to be in it. We long to be in the presence of the Lord. Because it is He indeed who raises us up. It is He who sets thy foot upon a solid rock. And that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is our all in all. He's our steadfast. He never moves. He's steadfast. And He will guide us and direct us through every aspect of life. But let us be faithful to acknowledge Him in every aspect of life. Not just like me when you get a flat tire, you get stranded on the highway, but all the time. In every aspect. In every aspect of life. That our lives would be to His praise. And that our lives would be to His glory. And that He will always give us that unction and desire within ourselves that we would praise Ye, the Lord. We, as old Baptists, brethren, when Jesus asked that, I think it was Simon that he asked. He says, you know, if one was forgiven of a lot, and then one was forgiven of a little, who would love much? Brethren, we should be ones that love much. Because we have been given an understanding that's above many of understanding that God's children will get in this world. So what are we to do with that understanding that we have been given? Praise ye the Lord. Acknowledge Him in all of our ways. And He will direct your paths.
Yes, He will.
And that direction will be to His praise. And that direction be to His glory. Forget about what we want. You know, some says, I want to be happy. Well, okay. When you get there, you realize that your kind of happiness is not what you need. To be happy is to be happy in the Lord. To be happy is to be at the feet of Jesus, hearing His every word, like little Murray. To be happy is to forsake the things of this world and to acknowledge Him in all of our ways. That is to be happy. And Jesus says that if you love me, keep my commandments.
Absolutely.
And He says that my peace I give unto you. Not as the world give, I give. But the peace that passeth all understanding. We're so blessed, brethren. We are so blessed to not only to be blessed together like here to acknowledge Him, But we're so blessed, brethren, that we have been given an opportunity to see through a glass. Yes, darkly, but to see through a glass and to behold Him who has loved us with an everlasting love. And to be blessed together to lift up our voices in praise and in thanksgiving to the Lord our God. And when we're blessed to do that, brethren, we understand what the psalmist says, that he says that as I journey in this time where life is uncertain, as Brother John paraphrased him, life can be uncertain as I journey in this world. And there may be times in my life when I journey in this life that I might not be able to clearly see my Lord. But I pray, Heavenly Father, that when this sinner finds himself in that situation, in those circumstances of life, that Thou would simply just lead this sinner to that rock that is higher than I. And that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be His name.